Oh, I wasn't expecting you here. At this hour, too. What's up? Is something wrong? You had something to tell me. You could have texted me, you know? It's late, and you have work tomorrow. You don't have to come all the way here to tell me something. It's important? Okay. Well, come in then. It's cold outside. Why is it so dark in here? I was sleeping for a bit, on the couch. I'll turn on the lights. Take a seat over the couch. Want some tea while you're at it? So, what do you want to tell me? It was on your mind? Well, if you're comfortable, go ahead. Wait, what? You like me? As in, have feelings for me? Oh, sorry. I'll go get that. Give me a second. Who the hell is calling me at this hour? Sorry, that was my aunt. She was just bothering me about something. Hey, is something wrong? Did I hurt myself? No. Why? Why are there patches of blood on the back of my shirt? Oh! That was just, an old shirt I put on. I didn't realize I had some blood from it, from when I hurt myself 2 days ago. Haha, I must have picked out the wrong basket for laundry. Of course I'm not a vampire, those don't exist. You know better than that, than I do. I'm telling you the truth, okay? Why would I lie to you? Hey, what the hell are you doing with a knife? Put it down, you're gonna hurt yourself. Proving that you're not crazy doesn't mean you have to literally cut... I really thought I could hide it from you a bit longer. I'm a vampire. Bingo, sweetheart. You look scared too. I'm not gonna hurt you. Yet. I have a question for you. If you will. How much do you think this friendship of ours was real? I said... How much of our friendship do you think is real? I always feel bad for you. Since you told me your little secret that you love me so, I also have something I need to tell you. Did you know vampires can manipulate a person's memory? Really? They can't? Well, how come you don't remember anything before meeting me? You don't remember any core memories you made before meeting me. Because I replaced those memories with me. Oh, but I would never lie to you. Because I also happen to really, really, really love you myself. Although... I'm sorry you had to find out this way. I was hoping to keep my identity a secret for a while longer. I'm sorry our friendship was nothing more than a lie. It was fun while it lasted. But I only won you because you caught my eye. I don't really love you. But I love the scent of the blood that wafts every day from your neck to my nose. It's no prank, dear friend. I'm telling you the truth here. You can trust me on that. Oh, dear human. I wouldn't think about leaving so soon. I'm not exactly done yet. Oh, don't look at me like that. If looks could kill, I'd be dead by now. But unfortunately for you, you are 100% human. A human blood bag. I don't see you as a friend? Of course not. Our friendship wasn't real. None of it was real at all. Although I must say, staying friends with you was the best decision I've ever made. I can even smell the fear from here. Don't worry, dear friend. It'll be quick and painless. Or painful, if you like the pain. I'm a monster. Oh, I know. Why do you think the Association is one of the most feared organizations for us vampires? I was only able to play the role as a human because you kept protecting me from them whenever they searched your apartment when I was over. It was honestly so cute, and you even conflicted me from ever hurting you. But since you found out my real identity, I guess I have to cut ties now. But you know my secret now. Honestly, I could just manipulate your memory, but since it would be too much effort, I'll just kill you, ever so gently. Aww, don't look so down. I know our friendship was built on false lies, but I can promise you that my lust for you was not a lie. A lust for your blood and body, I must admit. You hate me? Are you sure? Your eyes say they do, but your heart surely doesn't as it beats faster and faster as I come close to you. Right? How do you like the view of me on top of you? Oh, don't struggle now. If you don't want it to hurt too much, I advise you to not move. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm really, really hungry. And your scent just keeps enticing me. It's almost hard to think straight that I feel like I'm on a high with your scent of blood. I'm sorry, you're gonna live much longer. It was bound to happen anyway. Although, I must admit, I will miss the scent of blood of yours. Ha 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 was so good. No wonder why I kept such a tight watch on you. And no wonder why I played the role of fake friendship so well. Well, since you're passing out or dying, whichever floats your boat, I'm still debating whether I should turn you or I should leave you to die. Time really is ticking. I guess I'll just resort to this. Otherwise, I'm sure the association will come and find me and do the same thing they did to Ruka. Poor Ruka. Too bad she can't put me out of her misery, thanks to that stupid association. Well, I'm blabbering too much when you're on your deathbed. Well then, I guess I'll just have to do it. What a pain. I guess you'll be chasing me as karma. Don't worry, dear friend. I promise, it'll almost be just like a dream.